RX 93.1% TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, oh, you so legendary.
Marky.
Yaddy, 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 yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
TMR.
The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest, Monster RX 93.1. The Morning Rush. Air and online. TMR. The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest, Monster RX 93.1.
Monster RX 93.1. And good morning.
Good morning, folks. How are you doing today?
Good morning and happy Monday. Welcome to a brand new week, but we're about to end the month of March. But anyway, welcome to the show. You got Hazel and Marky today all the way till 10. Chico is enjoying his time with Baby Whale.
Bora, 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 Barakai.
Let me hear an amen. I'm sure you've seen photos if you follow him. I was thinking, again. But yeah, they're in Boracay. And if you're in Boracay, somehow listening to us at 6:18 in the morning, maybe via live streaming, who knows? Maybe you'll find them there.
Maybe you'll see them there walking hand in hand across the sunrise of Boracay.
Pakilabas yung gunting, tapos pakigupitan si Chico. Shadong mahaba yung hair.
Yes.
But anyway, do join us. We will be doing all the usual stuff we do on the show. We'll have the top 10 for you in just a few, so we'll wait up for that. It's Roxy Andrews.
Why aren't you performing on your phone?
It's my alarm. She wakes me up in the
morning.
Good morning,
Roxy.
Okay, so yeah, join us till 10. We'll also give you freaky, geeky, cheeky later, the Hollywood weekend box office, but more importantly, the Oscars. That's happening today.
Yes. Oh my gosh. So excited to find out the winners.
You know what? I feel like everybody's sure that, you know, certain awards will go to certain people and certain films. But who knows?
And sometimes things come from left field. You have no idea what these judges want, right?
I'm kind of hoping for that. Just because I don't like it when it's too predictable.
Yeah, me neither.
And yeah,
I like something new. And you know what? When they give these like indie movies or indie series a chance, you know, there are more doors to open for other people who want to create new content.
That's
and not
true.
Just focus on the big, you know, networks or the big places that create movies.
Right. So yeah, that happens around 8 o'clock-ish. I think 8-ish Philippine time. But keep us in the background because we'll be here. We'll give you tea over coffee in a little while as well. Woo! A lot of news over the weekend. But anyway.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. It's time to announce today's top 10.
Yes, our top 10 today is Why I Love Myself, which is apt for basically me and Hazel. Morning today. You know, a little bit of self-love goes a long way, right?
Yeah, welcome.
Thanking Patrick Star-Lord for sending in our topic for the day.
Welcome to the Self-Love Club.
Self-Love Club. You know, we're giving you everything you need today. Everything you need. So giving you some examples. Our first one is, you know what? Everyone else is already taken. So why are you going to be someone else when you can just be yourself and love yourself?
True.
Diba?
Amen.
Right? Very, very, very important, stated by a Mama Ru. Another one is, why rely on other people for love when only you can provide the best self-love?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think in order for you to find that kind of love from someone else, if you're looking for, you know, a relationship, of course you need to love yourself. Yeah, it's a cliche, but it's so true.
Like, some people don't really understand that. They think it's a little bit it's a little bit like, oh my gosh, this person is feeling their oats way too much. They love themselves in that way. But it's not necessarily all about everything good about yourself. It's also about, you know, all of the bad traits that you have.
It's just embracing you for who you are so that when you meet someone, they get to know you for the real you and they fall in love with a real you and not like this version that you think they're going to love. I think that's the root of a lot of toxic relationships. When you get into a relationship and really you don't love yourself like you think you do.
Exactly.
Right?
And you know what? I just watched something on Netflix, The Principles of Pleasure.
I've seen the trailer.
It's quite good, actually.
You actually watched it.
I actually watched it and I found out how self-love really is with women.
Okay.
Right? So, you know what? Keep going.
All right.
Ito, next. I'm very goal-oriented. Pag goal ka magiging akin ka, magiging akin ka.
Hi! I mean, there are some people na quote-unquote pinaproject yung gusto nila.
Exactly.
Diba? Some take the friend route at first and then, I actually know. Okay, I have a friend who used to have a crush on another friend. But he didn't feel like he was ready or that he was like, well, not that he wasn't worthy, but he just, you know, he didn't want to make a move until he made certain changes.
Yeah.
To himself. So, ginawa niya siyang parang 3 months plan or three months goal.
Plan.
And then like, you know, within those 3 months, he did everything he could to make himself, like, to make him the best version of himself.
But that's a problem though, right?
No, but
you're always,
I mean,
putting your best foot forward.
But they're friends. So they were friends all, the whole time.
Okay, okay. So they know each other. Uh-oh.
You know what? I'll make a move when I take care of these things first. And then, yeah, so he really did it. And now they're married. With kids.
Oh my gosh. Eh, paano kung 3 years naka-quarantine kayo together? Eh, di mo alam kung tama pa siya for you.
Well, the big question is, how are you going to find out?
How are you to find out?
Diba?
I have no idea. But you know what? In the end of the day, if you fight for it, if you fight for something you love, most of the time you'll get it. I mean, if if the other person feels the same way.
Of course, it has to be mutual.
It has to be mutual.
It can't just be. It can't be one-sided.
But you can do your best. You can try your hardest. Okay, ito. Why I love myself. Sometimes I pretend to be normal, but it gets boring, so I go back to being me.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with being normal, of course, but you have to inject it with a little bit of crazy.
Yes, a little bit of you. A little bit of zany. Because no one is normal. No one is perfect, diba?
Yeah, that's true.
God didn't make us, or whoever we believe in, didn't make us perfect.
Mm-hmm.
He made us like a version of your own version of perfection, diba?
Oh, diba?
Self-love Mondays, diba?
Amen.
Self-love Mondays. And finally, I think I am in a love triangle. I love myself. Myself loves me, and I love me.
I like that.
Yes, 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 yes. So, you know what? In the end of the day, you can be in a relationship or a love triangle with yourself, but there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, love yourself the best way you know how. Anyway, send in your top 10 for today. Why I love myself. Thanking Pat Go again for the topic. Please include why I love myself and the morning rush in all your tweets.
6:35, we've got tea over coffee coming up in a bit.
Tea over coffee.
Tea over coffee.
Monster RX 93.1. It's time for tea over coffee. I have a bunch for you guys today.
Ooh.
Let's start with this one involving Hayden Panettiere. Remember her from Heroes?
Oh, I love Hayden.
And Bring It On. She is in one of the Bring It On movies as well. Anyway, Hayden and her on-off boyfriend, Brian Hickerson, were involved in a physical fight outside of a Los Angeles bar. Hayden and Brian got into a brawl with other individuals while they were outside a hotel Thursday evening. And there's like a video footage of it. In the clip, Hayden and Brian are captured arguing with a group of people outside of the hotel bar. Eventually, the situation escalates into a physical altercation with both Panettiere and Hickerson getting involved in the fight. At one point during the fight, Panettiere gets kicked and appears to yell, "Brian, jail!" Possibly a warning to prevent Hickerson from fighting, given that he is on probation.
Oh my gosh.
So the brawl lasted several minutes, moving from the hotel patio into the street.
Oh no.
They had to be pulled out of the altercation as the scene broke up. According to sources or reps, Hayden is okay. But yeah, apparently it started when the guy, her on and off boyfriend Brian, made a comment about someone not giving like a big enough tip.
Okay.
Like someone from the other table.
But what happened with Brian after? Did he get put in prison or did he get, because he's on probation, right?
We don't know yet.
So it's ongoing now?
Yeah, so I guess we'll find out. But
that's intense, Hayden.
Yeah, he will definitely be in more trouble than she is. Because he's the one that, you know.
He's already in trouble.
He's already in
trouble.
Exactly.
The law.
He's in probation. Oh my gosh. Who knows what's going to happen. Bakit kasi? Why would you even comment like something like that?
Just let other people do their thing. If they're not hurting other people, if they only have that amount of tip to give.
Yeah. Or you can just say that to your comp, like to Hayden.
Yeah, you don't have to like say it out loud.
Yeah.
Make a scene.
I mean,
you're asking for trouble. You don't want to be doing that on a night out.
And while you're on probation, it's that the last too. Thing you want. So, speaking of trouble, Brandy, the singer, is being sued by her former housekeeper for age discrimination. The housekeeper, who says she's over 60, alleges that she was let go by the singer's team in February because she didn't want an older housekeeper. The former employee claims she wasn't paid for her last 2 days of work and is suing for back pay. The housekeeper, who has worked for Brandy for the last 2 decades, earning $125 a day, also alleges that she never received her legally required breaks. She is asking for more than $250,000 in damages.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I don't know how to go about this. Because who knows? What if the kasambahay did something wrong in the process and Brandy just used that as a reason? I don't know. It's a bad reason. But like, you know, there are some helpers who at a certain point, they reach a certain point in their in age where they can't do what is needed to be done.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Baka, you know, maybe she's not as strong. She's not as, you know,
she's
fast.
Not capable of doing the duties that are needed by Brandy.
That's
I don't know.
That's true. But, you know, if she still needs the money, I guess.
True.
She definitely would want to keep her job.
Either that or, for example, Brandy didn't want to say on the reason why she got removed. That maybe she stole something or something happened. Because I have a few friends who are telling me about, you know, their kasambahays and something happened in their house. But they didn't want to tell anyone else about it.
But that would be weird because she was her housekeeper for over two decades.
I mean,
you would think that, you know,
there's a camaraderie
they're past
already.
That already, right? And
yeah.
Especially, but in kasi, I mean, if it happened here in the Philippines, diba? Kung Pinoy yun, if someone's been with you for, hello, even just a decade.
Utang na loob.
No, and you think of them as like part of the family already.
That is true, yes.
And yeah, I just don't see that happening here now when your helper is like over 60. Maybe you allow them to retire, but
yes,
you also
retire.
Make sure that they're okay.
Exactly.
Right?
Don't just let them go.
You take care of them financially.
I mean, what are they going to do after they don't have that pension that other people have?
Exactly.
Right?
But apparently that's not the only legal headache for Brandy. She and her stylist are being sued by a fashion designer for allegedly failing to return a ring that the performer borrowed to wear to the American Music Awards this past January. Oh, well, where's the ring? Maybe it's with the housekeeper. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, but I don't know. Maybe they pull out a lot of stuff and they don't get to return them immediately.
Yeah, it happens. Like, I mean, guilty as charged. There are times when I would, like, pull out some stuff for performances and it'll take me maybe a couple of weeks to get it back to them because of time.
Yeah.
We have other things to do and, like, we're sorry if we can't get it back to you right away. We have, you know, you have to dry clean certain things, maybe polish whatever the ring.
Although I get that, but if it's a ring, it's like, dude, if the value is super high, I don't care. Don't clean it. Give it back.
Right away.
We'll clean it.
We'll clean
just
it.
Just give it back.
Just
I
give
mean,
it back.
Where
yeah,
is
exactly,
it?
Exactly.
Hopefully she hasn't lost that ring.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully she hasn't lost it. Diba? Girl, what's happening?
I don't know. Last tea for today. Let's talk about Doja Cat, who signaled she may be taking a break from music following an online exchange a couple of days ago. So she tweeted, "I moved on. I'm just going to let everybody be mad. I'm not taking pictures again with anybody else after this tour." So apparently someone on Twitter expressed disappointment that she reportedly didn't stop to take photos or meet with fans outside her hotel in Paraguay. And then she responded to one fan writing, "I don't give a toot anymore. I effing quit. I can't wait to effing disappear. And I don't need you to believe in me anymore. Everything is dead to me. Music is dead. And I'm an effing fool for ever thinking I was made for this. This is an effing nightmare. Unfollow me." Then she later tweeted, "I'm out. Y'all take care."
Oh my gosh, what's happening?
What's going on, Doja Cat? And following the exchange, she changed her Twitter name to "I Quit" and her bio to "LOL." So,
really?
So people were like, "What does she mean? She's quitting Twitter? She's quitting music? What is?" Although, in my opinion, you know, she probably just had a rough day, and you know.
But I mean, she's also posting a lot of questionable things on Instagram. I have to say, I follow her on Instagram.
Okay.
And there are moments when I'm just like, what is happening with this one?
Huh.
I hope that she, you know, gets out of that rut because I think she's a very, very talented singer. I mean, but if it's not right for her and she wants to leave and she doesn't feel like she is getting what she deserves in life, then she can leave.
I think she's ano kasi, titi.
What?
Talented, turbulent.
Turbulent.
She seems a little chaotic to me. So.
She's chaotic, and that's why we love her.
She's a bit of a mess. That's why we love her.
That's why we love messy vicious.
Yeah, hopefully she will bounce back from this episode. I think, you know, like I said, I feel like, alam yung pagod ka na, tas ina-attack ka pa on Twitter. Feeling ko, she just reached her boiling point, and she needed that release. So now that, you know, she's released it out into the world, hopefully she will be back to normal.
Yeah. You know, praying for all of these amazing artists who are going off the
deep end. I know. In trouble a little bit. But yeah, there you go. That's all the tea I have for you guys today. If you want to sound off, feel free to tweet us at RX931 or text 0961-1367-931.
If you're having a hot flash and you want to cool down as fast as possible, go ahead and start listening, and that's pretty much it.
The Monster.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10.
Time for the Top 10 for today. And, you know, I'm still trying to get over Hazel's shadiness.
Stop!
Snaps for Hazel. You know what? It was a fun weekend. And you know what? Our topic for today is why I love myself. Thanking Patrick Starlord for the topic. Number 10 from Christer Salvador. Why I love myself. Sabi nga ni Mama Ru, if you can't love yourself, how the hell are you going to love somebody else? Can I get an amen up in here?
Amen.
Let the music play. I should have just put that at the end. the top topic. Let the music play. Oh, play the music. Oh. Yes, you know what? Mama Ru, she's opened some doors up to a lot of people.
Oh my God, yes she has. And every, you know, I was watching this clip of some queens at Roscoe's. They were having a viewing party. And then they asked Angieria and Willow, like, okay, what do you see, like, when you think about the future of Drag Race, like, you know, if ever Mama Ru decides to retire? And I loved Angieria's answer, because she was like, honestly, I don't see it going nowhere. Like, no, I feel like it's going to go with her. Because it's RuPaul's Drag Race, right? What are you going to call it without RuPaul? Like, maybe the other franchises will survive.
Bianca Del Rio's Drag Race.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I feel like Mama Ru would be like, nope, I'm done. Which means you're all done. It's a wrap for everybody.
Well, from how it's going, it's George's Drag Race next.
That's true. The favorite.
Now, number 9 from 7070, Why I Love Myself. It is all up to me. Genuine happiness is in my hands. Yes, it is. It's always in your hands.
Oh, yeah. You can make yourself happy. You can choose to be happy.
Exactly, right? You don't need anyone else to make you happy. Next up, by Renz Rufel, number 8, Why I Love Myself. Dahil na-achieve ko na rin yung beach bod ko. Right? It is summer.
Perfect.
And everyone is, you know, like going to the gym, getting into shape. So it's great that you reach that goal. Because sometimes you don't reach that goal. Like there are years when I'm like, oh nope, didn't reach that goal, not going to the beach.
Next year na lang.
Next year na lang.
But you know, it's actually great because most of the gyms are now, you know,
open,
back to normal.
Operational.
So yeah, we're very happy for that.
Thank God, everything is opening up. I'm getting requests to do plays, theater plays.
Oh my God, yeah.
Thank God. When theater comes back, live theater comes back, you know that things are going the right way.
Let's cross our fingers.
Yes, and our toes. Okay, number 7 from Nero, hashtag Why I Love Myself. I mean, what's not to love, right? Truth.
Gusto ko yan. Talagang ano, just
confidence.
Yeah, what's not to love? Embrace. Yan yung parang na-embrace mo na all your flaws.
Exactly. Yeah. You're flawsome. Number 6 from Camilo, hashtag Why I Love Myself. Imbes na tinatanong mo sa akin, bakit hindi mo na lang din gawin? Diba?
Just love yourself
too. You don't have to keep asking me, you know, why do you love yourself? You know, just love yourself as well, and everyone will just love, you know, each other at the end.
I feel like those people who are bitter and who always try to bring others down, that's where it comes from. You probably just really don't, you know, love yourself.
Yes.
And you hate seeing other people
happy.
Happy and, you know, embracing themselves. So medyo gusto mo silang i-drag down ng konti.
Yeah, drag down a peg, which isn't cool. It's going to, you know, it's going to bring you down as well.
True. It's not going to help. Even if you successfully drag them down a peg, you're still not going to feel good about yourself.
Exactly. Yeah. Diba? So, okay. Number 5 from the super malas guy, hashtag Why I Love Myself. Dahil naniniwala pa din ako sa love, even if love seems to evade me.
Oh.
That is true.
Especially siguro if you've been searching and trying and trying, and you keep putting yourself out there.
Yeah, you know, there are times when I feel like, oh my gosh, I'm jaded. I don't think I can love again. But in the back of my mind, I still feel that maybe there is a chance.
Maybe there's a switch, and at one point
it'll switch on again,
exactly.
Right? Who knows? Don't say no to love.
Never say never.
Never say never. So number 4 from Chinito Ken, hashtag Why I Love Myself. Ako ang sugar daddy ng sarili ko eh. So I have to love the baby in me.
Great! Diba? That's why we work hard, so we can spoil ourselves.
Exactly. We gotta be our own sugar babies and our own sugar daddies once in a while. And that's what I was doing yesterday when I was actually on Lazada. I started off just buying gifts for my parents because, like, long overdue birthday presents that I haven't gotten yet. So I went on Lazada, found some cool stuff, and then while I was there, I was like, oh my gosh, maybe I'm going to buy a bunch of other stuff.
Now I want one for myself.
I'm going to buy a lot more for myself. One for mommy, one for me, one for papa, one for me.
More for me.
More for me. So number three from Arch Aguilar, hashtag why I love myself. Halos every hour may breakdown ako, pero hindi ako sumusuko.
Are you the type to actually break down when you've had enough?
Yeah, but it has to be really bad. It has to be super, super bad. And when that happens, it's I become inconsolable for a few hours.
Oh.
But it has to be terrible.
Yeah, I mean, for me, kasi parang it takes a lot. Like, it happens once in, like, a blue moon. And usually, hindi pa siya yung tipong there's something really bad that happened. Sometimes it's just like, I guess, when I suddenly decide to feel things and I'm like, all of a sudden, I'm just imagining different scenarios in my head and kung ano-ano. Most of the time, pa nga ganun. That's when I actually start to break down. And then that's why I also probably recover fast, because it's just me being a drama queen.
No, but it helps out also. If you break down, you let all the emotions out, then you can move on with your life.
Ano lang, release.
Diba, exactly.
We all need that.
Kasi like, yes.
Ikaw ba kailan release mo na last?
Parang last night.
Pero hindi ka nag-breakdown.
Hindi ako nag-breakdown.
Nag-release ka lang ng emotions.
Nag-release ako ng emotions, ng feelings, ng masasamang words.
Oh no. I'll never hear that the same way again.
I know.
Okay.
But yeah, no, I've, every hour is a little bit too much for me, Archer. But like, you know, there are times when I do let it out. And especially when I'm acting. That's sometimes when I let out my emotions from the previous days. I'll just be like, okay, I'm just going to use it na lang in the scene. Because Mommy Strom has conditioned me to be a robot.
Oh yeah, Mommy Strom. Oh, you know what's funny? Yun nga, yung pinapanood ko na interview na sina Angie and sina Willow. So, Angie was talking about how in Drag Race, parang while they were filming, they were also... they were all so horny because...
Oh, for sure.
Parang, you know, of course they had to do that and they couldn't do anything else outside, right?
Yeah.
And I'm sure that was like a major change in their lifestyle
for
or whatever.
Sure.
Tapos sabi niya, you know, I'm so thankful that Lady Camden brought porn and a DVD player.
A DVD player. Lady
like,
Camden.
I know. I was like, what? My sweet angel baby, Lady Camden? And then Angeria said, yeah, no, sometimes like I would knock on Lady Camden's room and I'd be like, I'd knock on the door and go, hey, Lady Camden, I just need it for tonight, okay? Let me go to sleep.
Just give me that play.
I know.
So I can be the player for tonight.
Pero di ko na-imagine si Lady Camden.
I wouldn't have pictured her. I would have pictured Bosco, maybe.
Right? No, but it's Lady Camden with porn.
She's got the porn. Okay. Anyway, number two, the average Pinoy says, hashtag why I love myself because I'm not meant to be tamad in a marriage. I must continue to run wild until I find someone as wild to run with.
It sounds like Carrie Bradshaw. That's like a quote from Sex and the City.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
okay.
Well, during the time that she couldn't get big, she couldn't get Mr. Big, and he ended up marrying someone else. All that drama, and she was like, you know, maybe I just need someone as wild to be with. Yeah.
So that is a Carrie Bradshaw.
Because like he couldn't handle how complicated things were with her. Everything just seemed much simpler with the other girl.
I see. Well, you know what? There are learnings in every Sex and the City episode, right?
Exactly. Amen. Mm-hmm. I'm so happy they're getting a season 2-4.
Oh, they are.
And Just Like That. Yeah.
They are. I actually finished And Just Like That. I like that.
Me too. You know, it's not Sex and the City. It's not as gritty. It's different because they're older.
There are times na medyo they're woke for woke's sake.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, otherwise, I mean, it's nice to watch.
It's an easy watch.
Yeah, it's an easy watch. Anyway, and the top by Wildfire.
Wildfire says,
hashtag why I love myself. Eh, bawal lumipat ng katawan, sabi ni Lorde. Kaya, ipapa-alter ko na lang.
Ah. Ipapa-alter mo sa Twitter. Ipapa-alter.
Or sa IG.
Or sa
FB. O, ipa-alter mo na lang yan.
Ah, sige,
para iba na yung fez mo. Or minsan wala ka ding fez. Diba?
Ano lang, parang neck down.
Neck down or blurred face or Japanese, diba?
I see a lot of those accounts. I don't know.
They're all over the place. It's so funny.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people who are like sending me messages a couple of days ago. Marky, nakita ko na yung alter mo. Sabi ko, ano? Tapos they sent it to me. It's all of my movie, ano?
Oh.
Scenes. The scenes from my movies, they're putting it all on one account. And I'm just like, wait a second.
They're compiling everything.
Why are they making money from me?
Oh, no.
I should be making that money.
I'd
be making
good.
That coin. Anyway, there you go. That was the first batch of our top 10 hashtag why I love myself. Please include hashtag why I love myself and hashtag the morning rush in all your tweets.
Summer's hottest, Monster RX 93.1, Lonely Together by Avicii featuring Rita Ora, and something from Ash. Before that, we played Another Man's Jeans. I love that song. Very cute. Welcome to hour number 3 of the morning rush. Hazel and Marky with you till 10, doing some greets right now. Hello to Edward, who says, checked out na items ko sa Lazada. Well, good for you, Edward.
Good for you.
Hello to Juice Blank. Yes, we know. We've seen Doja's new Twitter name, and we can't say it on air, but it's Mike P. I'm going to say P.
Is that her name?
Mike Blank. I'm sure you'll
really?
Find it on Twitter.
Oh my gosh. Doja talaga, ha?
I don't know what's happening. Hello to AC, and also good morning to Jay, who sent us a cute photo of Jamie Dornan giving Andrew Garfield a kiss on the cheek.
Aww.
Very sweet. Former roommates, right? Hello to Renz as well, to Height of Hubris, who says good morning. And hello to... it's Renz's birthday today, Renz Rufel.
Oh, wow. Happy birthday, Renz Rufel.
Sabi niya, good morning. Maabutan ko na si 36-year-old Chico. So please greet me.
It's on its way. All of us are going to surpass his age.
At one point, he's going to be back to infancy. Hello to Legal Millennial and his fiance Antoinette Yu. Good morning to Jer Paolo. In celebration of Mimi's anniversary, can I request for some Mariah? We'll see. We'll try to play that. This former lamb will try to play that.
Former lamb, now Madonna stan.
Oh, yeah. Mm-mm. Hello to Rich Kid, and good morning to all the rushers. According to Rich Kid, Archer says hello. And also, we want to say good morning to Juice Blank's dad, Tots. It's his birthday. Oh, it was his birthday yesterday. Happy birthday.
And Homer Sweet Home as well. Please greet Bunny. A happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Bunny is. Ooh.
Oh, and it's also Japat's birthday, says Juice Blank. Happy birthday, Japat and Renz Rufel as well. A lot of people celebrating their birthdays today.
A lot of Aries.
Oh, that's
Aries
you,
kids
fellow Aries.
Yes.
So happy birthday to you guys. Thank
happy
you for tuning
birthday.
In. And make sure to join us for today's top 10. We'll do another batch in just a couple of minutes. For now, let's play something from Black. If you guys want to get a shout out from us, or if you want a request, you can send them over at RX931. Tweet us directly at Hazel Hottie and at Marky Strom, or text 0961-1367931. For now, listen to Rent Free by Black, only here on The Monster.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Let's see the top 10 again.
Yes, we have our second batch of the top 10 for today. Our top 10 for today. Hashtag why I love myself. Thanking Patrick Starlord for the topic. And here you go. Number 10 from Patrick Starlord himself. Hashtag why I love myself. I may not be that kind, but I choose to be as much as I can. Yes, it is true.
You're a work in progress, and it's okay because we all are.
Yeah, and you know, we try to be kind, and there are times when we feel like we are not as nice as we normally are. But sometimes it's just PMS, or it could be more. It could be other things, like you know, you're feeling terrible for that on that day, right?
That's true. That. And alam mo, some people who are nice are not necessarily kind, and vice versa.
Yeah, it's for me. Nice is an exterior.
Nice is like for optics,
a facade,
diba? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You're kindness like, comes from the heart.
Yes, diba? Amen. And it's just, it's a much deeper thing to be kind, you know? Parang, sometimes, there are certain things that you do that may make you seem not nice. Yeah. Pero to the core, when there's a need to be kind to other people, yeah, you're there.
You know what? I prefer the latter.
Yeah, me too.
I prefer kindness over fake nice pleasantries.
I don't think I'm always nice. I'm going to be the first to admit, like you said, you know, I can be shady. You can be shady.
I am normally shady.
We're not always in the mood for like, you know, all the small talk in the world and being nice and whatnot. But I'd like to think we're kind people.
Yeah, I think we have good hearts.
Yes.
I think we have good hearts. Yeah. And I think people can see that from a mile away. Number 9 from Victoriano. Hashtag why I love myself. Sabi nga ni J-Lo, my love don't cost a thing.
Oh.
My love don't cost a thing.
Wait, wasn't that the lip sync that they... Didn't they do that?
Did they do that?
During the Lollapalooza?
They did.
See, Georges. And then, not Georges. It was Angeria versus... Bosco.
Ah, oo nga. Yes, right? yes.
Or Jasmine pala, Jasmine.
Yeah. And you know what? Sabi nga ng ano ko, sabi nga ng friend ko, my loving Marky does not require payment. It just requires you to be in the right place.
At the right time.
At the right time. The right gym sauna. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my God! No, you're joking. But you're the first to say your love don't cost a thing.
It doesn't. I'm like, you can't pay. You can't pay me for love.
Yeah.
I can't.
You can pay
that
for
shit.
Yourself. You know,
yeah.
Like you know, you can afford whatever. But yeah, it takes someone very special.
Yeah, very kind. There. Going back to that. Yeah. Number 8. Carla Sweetie 12, hashtag why I love myself. Self-love, definition. Once you have it, you'll realize others loving you is a bonus and not a necessity, which is, parang yung mga sagot today is very pageant.
I know, no? I thank you.
Once you have it, you'll realize others loving you is a bonus and not a necessity. And I thank you.
Thank you for that wonderful hashtag.
Ganon. Uh-oh. Number 7 from Puchoy Choi, hashtag why I love myself. Sabi nga ng manager ko sa dati kong work, treat yourself like someone you love. That change in perspective made me look, treat, and love myself better. Yeah.
Mm. That's actually a good way of seeing things.
Yeah.
Diba?
Because sometimes, you know, you see the people you're in a relationship with as the epitome of what love represents for you. But you don't, because you see them in a certain way and you do certain things for them, sometimes you forget that you need to do certain things for yourself too to make you feel a certain way.
Yeah, I just like to see them naked. No, I'm just kidding.
So do I. Preach. Number 6 from Artra Aguilar, hashtag why I love myself, es sabi ni L'Oreal, because you're worth it. Because you are worth it.
Alam mo yung mga brand taglines, no? Very all about self-love. And I love it. I'm diba? Here for it.
Favorite kong Nike, just do it. Do it na lang.
Yeah, go.
Wag na magtumpik-tumpik pa. Number 5
ano
from...
Wag na magpatumpik-tumpik. Sorry, wag na magtumpik-tumpik.
Magpatumpik-tumpik.
Ayun, magpatumpik-tumpik.
Now, number 5, Chasing Charles, hashtag why I love myself. I'm funny and I get my own jokes.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
That is
medyo
all that matters.
Mukha ka lang weird kung tawa ka ng tawa sa sarili mong joke. Tapos yung iba hindi tumatawa.
Yes, yes. Maybe for like conversations with friends. But maybe on the radio, it's not gonna...
It's not gonna cut it.
You're gonna get an axe from Hazel.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes, yes. Number four by Maxim De Winter, Why I Love Myself. I'm always the one I can talk to anytime. You know, I do that once in a while. I stand in front of the mirror and I'm like, you can do this. You got this. You are going to be able to perform today even though your voice is messed up from yesterday's performance. Oh. You're a singer. You know, just give yourself a pep talk, right?
I don't do that, though, like outwardly. Like, I don't actually talk to myself like that. I just, like, wala lang. It's in my head. or I talk to myself, but not in that way. It's more like, oh my gosh, I have to do this. But
yeah,
ganon. But like, not like yung parang, hey girl, look. I can't. Magiging ko matatawa ako.
I do that when I have to perform. When I have to do something very, very... Like, there's a stress.
Yeah.
That involves, you know, like, being in front of people, doing public speaking. Because I have anxiety. I have serious anxiety. So, like, a little thing that my psychiatrist told me was to really just tell yourself that you can do it. Because once you tell yourself you can do it, then...
You won half the battle.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good thing that you found something that works for you.
Everyone has different things.
Yeah, iba-iba yung methods natin eh of doing that. And if you think that'll help, you should try it.
So true, so true. Number three, Liwanag ni Wagi. Hashtag why I love myself because I am my number one supporter. I always tell myself, go, go, go.
Go, go, go.
Go, go, go.
I mean, if you don't believe in yourself, then how can you make other people believe in you?
Yeah, diba?
Diba? So, self-doubt, we ain't got room for that.
Yeah, because if you have self-doubt, you're not going to be able to like... Be the best that you can possibly be.
Tsaka yun, inner saboteur. You're just gonna end up sabotaging yourself.
That is true. That is true. And then number two from Rudes Antonio, hashtag why I love myself. Kasi nasa kamay ko kung paano ko paliligayahin ang sarili ko. It's true.
Left or right?
Both, ambidextrous.
Wow. Or kailangan both talaga at the same
basta
time?
Basta, nasa kamay niya. You know, you've got it. You've got it in your hands. You've got all the tools you need.
That's true.
And some lotion or Vaseline.
Put those fingers to
because,
use, you
because
know?
I have dried fingers these days, so I've used a lot of lotion you know, to keep my hands...
Para walang sabit. Kasi yeah. Like, you know, mahirap eh kapag...
sakit kasi.
When you touch other people, also, when you shake hands with someone else, diba? Ayaw mo naman na... Rough patches of skin.
Rough along the edges. You don't want that. You gotta touch yourself like you would touch someone else. I mean, their hearts.
Right, of course.
Yes. And the top. Rice Baby says...
Rice Baby says...
Hashtag why I love myself. Diba, sabi nga, in case of cabin pressure, put on your own mask first before assisting others. Take care of yourself first.
Ay, sana mag-guess natin si Baby Whale one time, tapos pasabi natin yung ganun.
I wanna see Baby Whale say these things
right?
out loud.
Right, hindi ano eh, memorize niya naman lahat yan eh, until now. So.
Yes, put your mask on first before assisting Chico.
Yeah, let the princess wait.
Let the princess wait while Chico is probably on like his phone playing Pokemon. Hoy, sumo na yung mask mo.
Oh my god.
I can see it. Anyway, there you go. That's our top 10 for today. Hashtag why I love myself. If you want to chime in, please include hashtag why I love myself and hashtag the morning rush in all your tweets.
Let's play something from Gran Turismo right now, and then we're going to give you guys freaky, geeky, cheeky for now. Vroom on the monster.
freaky, geeky, cheeky.
Monster RX 93.1. Let's go check out the Hollywood Weekend box office for freaky, geeky, cheeky for all you movie geeks out there. We have a new number one, and it's The Lost City, entering the top five with $31 million over the weekend. So,
Ooh, wow.
Not bad. The Lost City,
Isn't that those wondering. Channing Tatum?
It's Channing Tatum and Sandra Bullock. Sandra, right?
Sandra Bullock. Yeah, I saw
him. Yeah, so Sandra Bullock. Daniel Radcliffe is also in the movie.
Too.
And Brad Pitt is in the movie. What?
Oh, that's hardcore. Okay. No, I actually saw their poster.
It's a powerhouse cast then.
Is it a parody?
Okay, let's read the plot. It's about reclusive author Loretta Sage, and she writes about exotic places in her popular adventure novels that feature a handsome cover model named Alan. And while on tour promoting her new book with Alan, Loretta gets kidnapped by an eccentric billionaire who hopes she can lead him to an ancient city's lost treasure from her latest story. Determined to prove he can be a hero in real life and not just on the pages of her books, Alan sets off to rescue her. Interesting. Okay, so I'm guessing...
Seems like something I would watch. Sounds like a fun adventure.
I would like to watch this as well. And at number two, it's last week's number one, The Batman, adding $20.5 million more to its total gross of $331.9 million. So that's definitely a big number right there for The Batman. And number three, we have another new movie, RRR.
Ah.
Triple R. So this is, I think, an Indian movie. Wow, at number three, $9.5 million in its opening weekend. So
congratulations to you. And hey, Batman.
At number four is Uncharted with $5 million more. And finally, rounding out the top five is last week's number two, Jujutsu Kaisen Zero, the movie.
Okay.
So there you go. That's the top five movies of the weekend of March 25 to 27, 2022. Yeah, I'm excited. I want to watch The Lost City.
I actually just watched Seeing Red. Is that what it's called?
That.
It's a Disney movie about the girl who has come of age.
Okay.
And it's kind of cute because it talks about quote unquote people's periods, right? Or the first time they have it. And, well, it's a metaphor. She turns into a panda.
Okay. Animation, though.
It's an animation.
Okay.
So she turns into this big red panda.
Oh, interesting.
It's kind of cute, actually. You guys should check it out.
Okay.
If you have the time. And I think it's in cinemas at the moment.
Oh,
so
noted. So there you go. That's freaky, geeky, cheeky for you. We'll try to get some updates on the Oscars. We'll see. If not, we'll give you the full list of winners tomorrow. But for now, hey, more music. Let's give them something from the Monster K-pop playlist. Something from Jungkook and Suga of BTS only here on The Monster.
Monster K-pop. Monster K-pop.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10. And we are live on Facebook.com/RX931. Twitch TV and YouTube Live.
That we are. Hello, folks. Good morning, everyone. Guess who's back in the booth?
Guess who's back again.
It is me.
It's so dark. You didn't turn on your ring light.
Sige,
okay lang. Next batch.
Pagkatapos nito, I'll set it up. Anyway, our top 10 today is sent in by Patrick Starlord. Thank you for the topic. Hashtag why I love myself, which is perfect for a Hazel Markey showdown. Number 10, let's split this into two. Number 10 from the average Pinoy. Hashtag why I love myself. Because birds suddenly appear every time I am near. Why do birds suddenly appear? That's what happened, actually, last week. they were like, Marky, let's go to the island. Let's go to the pool club or whatever in BGC. I was like, okay, down. So where do I go? Where do I go? Sabi nila, go to distillery. Pupunta ako sa distillery. Sabi ko, teka muna. Saan ang mga babae? Birds have appeared everywhere.
Oh, you should have texted me.
Maybe you could have enjoyed
just
that,
a bird watch
that night. Yeah, distillery has turned into an unofficial gay bar.
For real?
It's so funny. My gosh. I was like, I used to do gigs in this place. What happened?
I mean, maybe it was just one of those nights, though. But, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess it's a new place to hang out.
Why not?
It's an unofficial thing. So, like, if you aren't comfortable yet, you know, go into the Nectar No Bar. That's a different kind of experience for you.
The gays are out to play.
They are.
Loves.
Anyway, number 9 from JR Keita, hashtag why I love myself. I love myself kasi I know myself and I can be my worst enemy.
Rather than be unkind to yourself and, like you said, be your own worst enemy. Kasi ikaw lang din yung magsistop from achieving your goals eh.
Exactly.
By doing that. So, wag na lang, diba? Just focus on all the good stuff and the stuff you love about yourself.
Don't listen to your inner saboteur.
Nagot ka kay Mama Ru.
Yeah, because like if you listen to that, you're gonna think worse of yourself, and you wanna be in the best shape if you wanna succeed on a daily basis. Anyway, number 8 from Christer Salvador, hashtag why I love myself. Nakakasawa na rin kasi ang self-neglect. Maiba naman, di ba?
Yung iba. They're like, masaya namang mag-self-love, pero mas matipid daw yung self-neglect.
Yes. Actually, that's the next one, actually. We'll talk about that later. But just don't focus on self-neglect. Focus on really working on yourself, diba?
Oo.
Now, number 7 from Sebedee, hashtag why I love myself. I try to see each setback as an opportunity for growth. Yes, it's okay to feel bad, but I try not to dwell on it and immediately think how I can bounce back in life.
Yeah, how you should think.
Yeah, like we have our bad days. We have our days where we are not in the best shape. But we have to bounce back from that and grow from that. Because if not, we're not going to succeed on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
Diba?
Very similar to my answer later.
Yes. Actually, I haven't thought of my answer yet. So, diba? And number 6, before we go on to a little break, from Meister Wynn, I used to hate myself for the things that I couldn't do. While we are in the pandemic, I learned that I have things and skills that make me unique. Are, because it's not over yet, I think.
But it's on its way. Endemic, eh,
it's on its way. That is why I love myself. Because, you know, you find certain things. When you try to survive during the pandemic, I also found that I found things that I never thought I was good at. But because I needed to survive, I had to learn how to do these things.
You know
properly.
What? I know so many people that they focused on themselves talaga during the last 2 years. And my gosh, the glow up is real.
The growth.
I live. Yeah.
Exactly. I'm just so happy to see so many people thriving.
Yeah.
After the pandemic. People,
and they seem much happier.
Yeah, survivors. They're survivors. And, you know, they're not relying on other people for their own self-gratification.
True.
Yes, there you go. So that is our first part of our top 10. The bottom half. We'll be moving on to the top later, you know. We're all about versatility. That's our top 10. Hashtag why I love myself. If you want to chime in, please include hashtag why I love myself and the Morning Rush in all your tweets.
That's right. And during our Facebook Live, don't worry, we'll play a little game and then we'll go back on air shortly.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the final batch of the Top 10. The top half of this hour.
We're going for a little bit of a top half today, right? So, kasi wala si Chico, so pwede tayo mag-top.
Ayoko na lang mag-talk.
Yes, our top 10 today, hashtag why I love myself. You know what? Here we go. Starting with number 5, G-Mince Girl says, why I love myself. I can sleep peacefully at night knowing that I'm single and that there's now, there's no one out there cheating on me.
But ang hirap naman if you're in a relationship and that's how you think.
Yeah,
I would not want to be in a relationship
exactly.
If I were like worried all the time that my boyfriend would cheat on me. And parang never ko kasing naging mindset yan when I was in a relationship. Probably because I was too busy cheating on my boyfriend. Just kidding. Hindi, pero hindi ko kasi nga mindset yan. Parang...
Yeah, exactly.
I trust you, you know, you give me a reason not
to. You should trust people until you're given the reason not to. Because if you... You know, if you think that they're gonna cheat on you and that's the first thing you think, the relationship is not gonna work.
Yeah.
It's just gonna fall apart. So, you know what? Do that. Don't think about people cheating on you. Don't put all these negative thoughts in your head. Because then you're not gonna have a proper relationship in the future if you keep
exactly.
thinking that way.
Exactly. Dapat ano, chill lang, diba?
Yeah. Number 4 by Archer Aguilar, hashtag why I love myself. Kasi consistent ako. Consistent akong late, consistent akong bagsak, and consistent akong palpak.
Oh no!
Archer, wag naman.
Bawal naman yun. I mean, siguro mapapatawad ko pa kung consistent kang late. I mean, diba? Pero the bagsak and the palpak, that's unacceptable. No!
Pero at least, kilala niya sarili niya. In that aspect, if she thinks that's how she is, and she wants to work on it.
You should.
Then,
yeah.
At least she knows.
I guess.
Diba? So she, there's only up. She can only go up from there.
True. Dapat ano, late para perform. Keep
late
that in mind.
Late para perform. Mm-hmm. Number 3 by Wildfire, hashtag why I love myself, mas tipid. At least pag isahan lang pagkain, pamasahes, public transport, groceries, laundry, at mga problema.
Yeah, well, but you can look at it that way. You can also look at it another way. There's nobody to share expenses with when you're alone. So it could also be more magastos. Like if you're living with someone, you can at least split the rent and the other bills. But, diba? Unless, of course, you're the type na when you're in a relationship, you like paying for everything.
Yeah, well, I'm the guy who likes to pay for everything.
Can we be in a relationship, Mark?
Let's do it. I think it's time. Because at the moment, I'm in a relationship with my brother, Kai. Because like, whenever we go out, I'm like, okay, ako na lang. I like to take care kasi of people.
Ay, nako. Nililigawan na kita, Marky. Simulan ko na.
Like, I remember on my birthday, I got so many like food items from different people. And I was like, oh my gosh, I got all these breakfast pastries. I'm going to be eating these breakfast pastries for the next 3 days. Then pag na-check ko, when I got back home from work, lahat kinain.
But oh you can't get mad at your baby brother.
I love my brother. I love my brother so much. And he's leaving now in a couple of days.
Ayan
so,
na oh, madami nang nag-a-apply. Pwede ba kita maging Kuya Marky?
I'm there, right? And I've been lucky this year, so I'm willing to share my blessings, di ba? From Emo Fats, number 2, hashtag why I love myself. Pati nga mga tricycle drivers sa amin ang tawag. Pati yung mga tricycle drivers sa amin ang tawag sa akin, Pogi.
Oh di ba?
Yeah. Oh. At least, di ba?
May compliment ka from mga kuya.
Yung mga ers, di ba? Yan ang mga bet mo, mga ers. Oh, yan. Perfect. And the top, sent in by the Super Malas guy.
The Super Malas guy says,
hashtag why I love myself. Hindi naman si nagyayabang, pero size 12 ang shoes ko. Good to know.
Impressive feet.
Big
feet.
Kasi alam mo naman, pag malaki ang paa,
malaki ang sapatos. Anong size ng paa mo, Mark?
No, mine are 11. 10 and a half, 11.
Si Chico, so, as far as I know, medyo malaki din yung size ng paa niya.
Ano yung size ng feet
niya? I think it's pretty big for his...
And I think malaki din yung kamay niya.
Yeah.
I have a feeling Chico's packing.
For Boracay, hindi na. Tapos na. Nandun na siya. So,
yeah,
packing no, pa-uwi. Siguro baka. In a couple of days. So.
Baka?
baka nga ngayon, di ba? Maybe he's packing.
He's,
kasi he's like, he likes to be prepared.
He does. He loves being prepared. So, from what we saw of his purchases.
Baka nag-ready na siya for, you
Lazada,
know, the flight
diba?
Back. Oo, he could be packing right now for all we
yeah,
know.
But all from what I've heard, si Baby Will talaga ang packing.
Ay, si Baby Will kasi yung packer eh.
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen it.
Yeah, siyang nagpapack.
Diba, remember when we took that trip? Si Baby mm-hmm. Will mismo. Uh-oh.
Yes. At may palakpak kasi siya yung flight attendant.
Well, there you go.
Diba?
Uh-uh.
Diba? So,
how
there
to be you,
go.
Chico.
How to be you, Chico. Anyway, so there you have it. What about us?
Okay, before we answer, I have some last minute greets. What's up to your cup of Tino, who says, good morning, I'm watching the Oscars, and he sent us a photo of Jacob Elordi. I think he's presenting tonight at the Oscars. Hello to Jay and Miggy Hidalgo. Thank you for tuning in, you guys. Everybody on Twitter as well. What's up to you guys? It is now time for us to give our entries. For me, why I love myself. Like I said earlier, I think I've got spunk. Lots of it.
So do I.
You know, here on The Morning Rush, we're spunky individuals.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We like our spunk.
We like our spunk. That we do. I've got spunk and I've got bounce back ability. And I think that comes from, you know, the spunk.
Yeah.
So, even if things don't go my way, of course, I would love it to get my way all the time. But when things don't go my way, I can still turn things around and make good of whatever that is.
So, do you like the spunk on your face?
I've got spunk all over my body. Thank you very much. From head to toe.
Oh, yeah.
Spunk,
I feel the same way, too. I feel the same way, too. why I love myself? I love myself because I'm a survivor, bish. Like, my God.
Like an ipis.
I'm an ipis. That's why they say that I'm going to live for a long time.
Yeah, I think we're the type kasi we can claw our way back to whatever.
Yeah, we will survive if need be. If we need to find another skill or whatever it is to make ends meet, we will do it, right?
I think more than anything, that's something that you need in life. And I wish everybody could have that. And I think it can be learned, you know, even if you don't have it yet. Try to make it a point to make yourself more spunky, like more courageous and just, alam mo yon, you can do it. It has to be a can-do attitude.
Yeah, you gotta have thick spunk. I mean, like a thick sense of spunky behavior. And that is the word of the day. Use it in a sentence when you feel like it.
But yes, that's I think that's what we, well, we love a lot about ourselves, obviously.
We do.
You know, if we're just gonna go personality and like living on this earth, parang yun talaga yung I think.
Yeah.
That's
and
it.
I think that's what makes us, you know, resilient.
Yeah.
Because if we don't love ourselves, how are we gonna love people we meet and talk to?
Amen. So, yeah. Thank you so much, you guys, for joining us for today's Top 10. We enjoyed that. Marky's first Top 10. So
back. Oh, my gosh.
I popped his Top 10. Cherry. Huh.
Yeah,
sorry, Chico.
This is my first. Yeah, Hazel has popped my cherry, Chico.
I beat you to it.
Yeah, I know that you gave me some pointers yesterday. But the first top 10, Chico, was Hazel.
There
I
you
topped
go.
Hazel.
Thank you for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow. Chico, like we said, is enjoying himself. He's in Boracay.
Until Wednesday. Until I tag team him and head to Bohol on Thursday.
He will be back on Thursday, though. So don't you guys worry. But we'll leave you with one last song. Before we do, though, quick time check. It's now 10 o'clock. This time check is brought to you by Lazada Epic 10th birthday sale from March 27 to 29. We'll leave you with something from Madonna. No, let's not play Madonna. We already played Madonna. We'll leave you with something from MGK, Machine Gun Kelly, Emo Girl, featuring Willow. Stick around for Gail. She's up next. This has been The Morning Rush with Hazel and Markey. Bye, guys.
Bye.